Vav Metzia, Daf Nun Dalet Amar Aleph, Nun Dalet Amar Aleph 54a. We're a couple lines down. Yibayluhu. Chomesh Ma'akev O'Eno Ma'akev. When we talk about Meiser Sheni deconsecration, when you're taking from your consecrated produce and you're trying to transfer it over to coins, so we know that you're supposed to take a Chomesh to make that work. And now we're asking, well, does that need to happen to make it work, or does it work even if you don't do that? Says the Gemara, Arba ba'arba parik. When we say that produce which is worth four, that is redeemed with four, va'aknaf shei mosef chomesh, and in addition to that, you should add a fifth, which is one more, which would be five. Alma chomesh lo ma'akev. I guess, is this a quote from a braisa? Arba ba'arba parik va'aknaf shei mosif chomesh. Alma chomesh lo ma'akev. Odil ma'arba v'chamisha parik v'chomesh ma'akev. I'm not really sure why it had to say that. It was just a math lesson. I don't know. Amar Avina Tashma Hadamai Ein Lo Chomesh V'Ein Lo Bir. Demai does not require a Chomesh. Right? Meiser Sheni of Demai is only Midrash Rabbanan. We don't really know for sure that you have to redeem it. So it says you don't take a Chomesh for that. Suffolk Meiser Sheni. And you don't have the requirement of Bir Meiseros. That when that time comes to get rid of those fruit, you don't have to really get rid of them. You can hold on to them until you bring them to Yerushalayim. So Hal Karen Yeshlo, the implication is that does have a principle that it's still it's not a free for all. You can't do whatever you want with them. You still have to redeem them for the money that they're worth. So
it is valid without the fifth.
It seems like it's valid for Demai without the fifth. My timea Karen Demai can be derived to Isabid Rabbanan. The Karen, which is Ma'akim Midaraisa. Oh, so this is what we're proposing. Maybe because Karen Ma'akim Midaraisa is a Bidirabanan. Chomesh lo Ma'akim Midaraisa leis a Bidirabanan. It's very interesting logic. Then maybe the reason why, even for Demai, you have to take it, you have to redeem it with the same value is because Bidaraisa, that value of the thing itself is Ma'akev. But the extra you don't have to take, because even for the original, even if it was full-fledged Meiser Sheni, maybe the reason why you don't have to take it for Demai is because the full-fledged Meiser Sheni doesn't require the Chomesh.
Did the Pasuk absolutely require
the Pasuk says that, I think. V'chamishiso yosif alav. Demai is not Midaraisa, it's only Midarabanan. So I think the point here is that, yes, Midaraisa, you'd have to do that. The question is, if you didn't do that, did it still work? So lemikatanai. There are a lot of things in Midaraisa that if you do them, they work, even if you don't sort of do all the hidurim, if you will. So lemikatanai. Let's say that the machlokas, whether it's ma'akev, is based on the following machlokas tanai. Nasan has the karen b'lotzus the chomesh. If you give the karen not the chomesh, Rabbi Eliezer omer yochal, Rabbi Yeshua omer lo yochal. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to eat it already when you redeem only the karen, the principle of the value. Presumably they've been redeemed. Rabbi Yeshua says you're not allowed to until you give the fifth. Amar Rabbi, so that sounds pretty clear that that's what they're arguing about, whether the fifth is necessary to eat. Amar Rabbi, near and div Rabbi Eliezer b'Shabbos. Rabbi says that we follow Rabbi Eliezer's opinion on Shabbos, that will be lenient to allow you to eat those fruit for the sake of Onik Shabbos, I guess. V'div Reb Yeshua b'chol, but Reb Yeshua, we're going to be more machmir in the weekday where you don't have to eat this food. So then we're going to be machmir to say you can't eat it unless you take the chomesh first. Mida amar nir in div Reb Eliezer b'Shabbos michlal de pligia filu b'chol. The fact that it says we follow Reb Eliezer on Shabbos, meaning that we should follow that opinion, but only on Shabbos, implies that the Reb Eliezer also disagreed during the weekday. But we're only passing about Shabbos, like him. Mida amaret near and Rabbi Yeshua b'chol mechad pligafil b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua would say also on Shabbos you would not be allowed to eat. So my lav b'hakam mefaki. The Rabbi Eliezer sever chomesh l'ma'akev. Rabbi Yeshua sever Chomesh Ma'akev. I'm not really sure we have to explain that implication in order to understand this.
If you relied on this on Shabbos, whether you'd have to make it up after Shabbos.
Like, interesting.
Let's throw some more money at it.
Right. I hear you.
In that pile over there.
Retroactively.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Amar Papa Lo. Dekuliyama Chomesh Lo Ma'akev. Says Rav Papa, we always believe that Chomesh is not Ma'akev. Hach Ma'acheshinu Shiusim Kamilfagi. And here, the Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua is really about whether we are worried that the person will deliberately do so the next time. Mar Savar Chayshin Lipshiusa. Rabbi Yeshua believes that we're worried.
So what? Says it here, it's negligence. It's not intentional.
Well, okay. I mean, yes.
Neglect to ever add the fifth.
Right. There'll be negligence in the sense that they'll forget about doing it, or that they won't give proper value to it the next time, or maybe later on after Shabbos. Maybe this is what it's talking about, David. And therefore, you're not allowed to even do it on Shabbos. Umar Savar lo chashin lipshusa, and Rabbi Eliezer believes that maybe this time you messed up, but you're not going to be negligent next time. But really, the Chumash is always ma'akev. It's just a question of whether or not we believe you'll do it later. Yeah, I think it might be talking about doing it later. Otherwise, it's not a question of ma'akev or not. I don't know. I can't tell. From the words themselves, you can't tell. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, HaKom Odem Mehektes Shechilel, Hol V'Gizbaran Tovin Oso B'Shuf. Rabbi Yochanan believes that everyone agrees that when it comes to being mechalel hektesh, I guess you can similarly redeem anything that you said was consecrated to the Beis Hamikdash. We also have to give a chomesh, but that's because hol v'gizbar and tov v'nasol b'shuk, the treasurer of the Beis Hamikdash will hunt you down and make sure you pay that chomesh. Is that what that means? That the treasurer will find you.
They'll demand the fifth from him in the marketplace.
Yeah, so I think we are talking, David, about retroactively filling it in afterwards.
I'm a little puzzled about this one. You declare something hektish, and is the word immediately transferred? Is the knowledge immediately transferred by ESP?
No, I think what happens is you say, I'm going to consecrate this tissue box to the Beis HaMikdash. Then you come to the Beis HaMikdash and you give the principal of the tissue box and say, hey, you owe us another fifth. So I'm all out of money, I'm sorry, and you can come get me later. Right? You've given something already. I mean, the Gizbar knows. I think that's...
Well, you don't have to... If you gave the tissue box itself, you don't have to add a fifth.
Correct. Well, no, that's because you're not consecrating it. I'm saying you're giving the worth of the tissue box to not have to pay the tissue box.
Right.
And now the Gizbar knows, hey, you just paid, but you didn't pay the extra. Uvehektish lo pliki. Is it true that in Hektish, that's a kuli alma, everyone agrees? Hakol modim. Vatanya. Nasan ezekar mlonas, and ezechomesh. Rabbi Eliezer omer chila, vacham omer lo chila. So Rabbi Eliezer is sticking to his guns here and says that it works, whether it's Meister Shani or whether it is Hektish. And the Chachamim, I don't know if the Chachamim are representing Rabbi Yeshua here, but they're sort of playing that role. The Chachamim say, no, it doesn't work if you don't bring the Chomesh. I'm Rabbi, near and Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, but Hektish, Divrei Chachamim Maser. Weird. I guess Rabbi is the one that just said, we pass on Rabbi Yeshua, B'yemos HaChol, with Maser. So I don't know why he says Divrei Chachamim Maser. I guess... Besides Shabbos, we pass on the Chachamim and Rabbi Yeshua. Midama Dibrebi Nirin Dibrebi Eliezer Behektish Mechlad de Polygah Philo Bemaser. Ubitakamar Dibrebi Chachamim Bemaser Mechlad Inu Polygah Philo Behektish. Why is that a problem? How could Rabbi Yochanan hold? Oh, it's still Kasha, it's still Machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan had said HaKol Modim. We're not really asking this question, we're just using it to show that Rabbi Yochanan is misrepresenting the fact that everyone believes you can do it by Hektish. Clearly you can't, according to Chachamim. Eli Itmar HaChiyat, this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say. Am Rabbi Yochanan HaKol Modim B'Shabbos B'Hektish Shechilo. When it comes to Shabbos, that you are mechalel, you deconsecrate the item, that you do not need to add the chomesh. because the Gizbar is going to come after you later. Because you have both the Pasuk of Onek Shabbos, which is a mitzvah of some kind. I say of some kind because it's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, so it can't necessarily be Daraisa. And also the added elements of the treasurer hunting you down in the Shuk, making sure you're going to pay it, and we're not Choshesh Lipshusa when it comes to Hektish. Chilul Hektish. Okay, interesting. Amru. The Gemara Mechoro says, Hektish Einu Mechskalo Al Hakarka. Jachmanam Menas Kesav Kamlo, Chumsho Mahu Shi Yischalo Al Karka. Truma. Okay, so then first, the Hektish has to be redeemed through Kesef. But the Chomesh we haven't explained. We don't know about the fifth. Does the fifth have to be with Kesef, or can it be Karka also? Truma, Eina Mishtan Lanas Elam Elachulin. We know that Truma can only be repaid, right? If you mistakenly eat Truma and now you have to pay to the Kohen, the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not sure. You don't pay except for Chulin. You can't use Hektish funds to pay off Truma consumption. Drachmana Amar, Menasan La Kohen Es HaKodesh. Dabar Haroelios Kodesh. Right, I guess something which can become Kodesh. It's not already Kodesh. Raoelihios Kodesh. But Chumsha, Maoshitam Shalomin HaChulin. What about the extra fifth? Can you use any funds for that? So Meister Ein Mischalel Al HaAsimon. Asimon is a nondescript coin. Because Derechmana Amar, V'tarta Kesef B'yadcha, L'rabos Kol Davar Sheyesh Alav Tzura. Anything that has an imprint on it. Chum Shemao Sheyeshchal HaAsimon. What about the fifth? Does that require an actual coin, or is that it's not necessary? I believe Rav Schechter likes to point out the hypocrisy of some who live in Eretz Yisrael but don't subscribe to the Medina, where they use shekels for their pigeon meiser sheni. But in order to do that, you have to have a real coin, and the coins are made from the Medina. So if you don't believe that the Medina is a real thing, so then you can't use the coins, and you're not yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. Anyways, similar if based on this pasuk.
How do they do that?
I don't know.
Master Shani, you redeem the Master Shani with money, and then what do they do with the money?
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Go to Jerusalem and go to
restaurant. Spend it on something. I don't know.
Go to Ada Achredis restaurant.
Is Galgal Milsa Umata Lukame Dereva. So the situation developed made its way to Reva. Amar Lihu, and Reva said, Amar Kra, a love. A love. I don't see a word a love in the pasuk. I don't know what a love is talking about. So I guess there may be other parts of the pasuk that say the word a love. Lerabos chumsho kamoso, that the chomesh should be the same. I really don't know where the word a love is. V'yasav chamishiso a love. Yeah, okay. At least one of them has it. Erkecha alav, chamishis kesef erkecha alav, chamishis kesef erkecha alav. Okay, good. So Rava is saying that the word alav teaches us that all the chomesh has to be treated just like the actual thing and have all the halachos that we just mentioned. Amar Avina, afanan amitanina, hagonev truma velo achala, mesham tashlum kefel. If someone steals truma, so you have to pay double, right? Just like any theft. If you steal, however, Dimei Truma, meaning it has to be Kefel Dimei Truma, double the amount. Then Achala, Meshan Shnei Kren Rechomesh. You have to pay two and then a Chomesh on top of that, of the original amount. Keren Vechomesh, and the payment of Keren Vechomesh, Min HaChulin, V'Keren Dimei Truma, Min HaChulin, V'Keren Dimei Truma. Oh, meaning if it's two and a fifth, so then you pay it min achulin, which is what we were just teaching, that the chomesh has to also be from non consecrated funds, and then another principle's worth. Shema mina chumshes chumoso. Shema mina. Okay, good contained shtickle there. Amarava gabe gezel ksiv achamishisav Yosef alav. That when it comes to gezel, a person stole and now denies it and he lies about it, then afterwards he admits to it. So the pasuk says that you have to add chamishisav, which is possibly multiple chumashes, chamishisav, his fifths. Okay, utzanan. And the Mishnah says in Baba Kama, which we saw a few months ago, Nasan lo'as hakeren v'nishba ala chomesh. If he gave the principal and then he swore about the chomesh, meaning that after he gave the keren, he claimed he already paid, and then he admitted that he didn't pay. Harezem mosef chomesh ala chomesh. So you have to pay a fifth on top of the fifth. Achi yismayet hakeren pachlim shevabruta. Right, because now you owe a fifth, you're denying the fifth, so you owe a fifth of that fifth. And then if you deny that fifth, so it's a fifth of that fifth of that fifth. And you keep going down, down, and down until the amount that you owe is less than the Shevach Buta, and then you don't have to pay it anymore. Gabe Truma, when it comes to Truma, Ksiv, Ish Ki Yochal Kodesh Bishkagav Yasav Chamish Yisau Alav, when you mistakenly eat Truma, you add a fifth. Utanan, and it says in the Mishnah, in Trumos, ha'ochel truma b'shogeg, mishalem keren v'chomesh, ochel ha'echad ha'ochel v'echad ha'shoseh v'echad ha'sach, echad truma tahora v'echad truma temeah. Mishalem chumsha. It doesn't matter what kind of truma that you ate. If you ate it b'shogeg, you pay keren v'chomesh. If you ate it, the person that ate it, the person that drank it, the person that smeared it, the person that, whether it's truma tahora or truma temeah, so mishalem chumsha. You have to pay the fifth. Chumsha de chumsha, v'chumsha de chumsha, if you paid it, and I guess there's truma status on all the money you paid, and then you ate or used up, consumed the fifth of the money that you gave, then you have to pay a chumash of that fifth too. Okay, interesting. My father, Mir Tashem, after the early minute, is making a siyum on Yerushalmi Truma. He finished the Truma on Yerushalmi. So we were saying yesterday how, you know, the Bavli doesn't really have a Talmud, doesn't have a Maseches Maaseh Sheni, because they didn't really have much to do with it. But this is why we're talking about it in Bava Metzia. So my father is saying, yeah, I just finished Truma, and we're starting Maaseh Sheni. And he does Talmud Yerushalmi Yomi. So,
there was such a thing.
Yeah. So he's making, so that's
what he's. Does he do it by himself?
he has like people he does it with, but he mostly does it himself. The Ilu Gabi, it's a national, international thing, just like Bavli, just few and far between. The Ilu Gabi, Meiser lo michtav ksiv. When it comes to Meiser, however, it doesn't say in the Pasuk that you have to pay multiple chomishes. The lo misnatana. And it's not even in a Mishnah anywhere. V'lo yibayuye yibayolan. And no one even asked that question. Gabe hektish. Because the pasuk over there says chamish yiso alav. That's interesting. It's not chamish yiso like by Gezel. Okay. So gabe hektish ksiv v'im hamakdish yigalas v'yisov yasav chamish yis kesef erkecha. Usinan hapodas hektisho mosef chomesh chumsha. Tinan chumsha de chumsha lo tinan. By hektish also, we don't have multiple fifths. So my, what's the halacha if a person is poda his hektish, and then he brings that money and the chomesh, and then he wants to take that chomesh and use it instead of bringing to the Bais HaMikdash the chomesh or something else. So when he does that, does he have to take a fifth off of that fifth that he's now trying to deconsecrate the second time? So gabe truma ksiv yasaf chamishiso, gabe hakdish nami haksiv v'yasaf. Maybe they're the same halacha, then he has to take another fifth. Odil magabe truma ksiv v'yasaf, isha kalt le levav de v'yasaf, v'shadis le al chamishiso, havale chamishisav. I don't know about that. Basically, the pasuk, the word is chamish, chamishis, chamishiso. One, his fifth. But it says v'yasaf chamishiso. So the word, the letter vav can be used to add on to chamishiso to make chamishisav, because it's two vavs at the end, which would be a lashon riboy, a plural. Yes, usually it would be a yud vav. Here the Gemara is just saying that you could use two vavs for the same purpose. Sometimes you do that in, you know, modern Hebrew when you don't write with vowels, so you sometimes use double vav to make the sound v. Gabe hektish ksiv yasaf chamishis, afa gav dechi shakatz le'levav deviyasav v'shadis le'al chamishis. The only, even if you were to take the vav from viyasaf and put it at the end of chamishis, so even then, sof sof havle chamishiso, you would only ever have one chamishis, even if you were to do that trick. So then maybe we could not do that. Maybe. That you would not take an extra fifth for hekdesh. So says the Gemara, v'tepukle dehavle hekdesh sheni. Why don't we say that this is hekdesh sheni? If you amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, a hekdesh rishon most of chomesh, al hekdesh sheni, in most of chomesh, maybe this is hekdesh sheni. Because it's not hektish on its own, but it's only hektish because you made it hektish. So now you're making another hektish off of that hektish. So that's hektish seni. You don't have to add a chomesh. So Amalei Rav Papa Leravina, Hachi Amar Rava, chomesh kisilas hektish dami. Chomesh, whenever you add the fifth, is not a hektish seni. It's a hektish rishon. That's the first thing you're doing because this chomesh has never been consecrated before. My haviola, it's not even in reimbursement of something that was hektish before. It's completely new. So my haviola, so what's the halacha? Amrev tavyumi, mishmei d'abaye. Amar kara, v'yasav chamishis kesef erkecha makish chumsho l'kesef erko. Ma kesef erko masav chomesh av kesef chumsho nami masav chomesh. So in the end of the day, you always add more chomeshes as you go, despite the fact that the original drasha we made was chamishisav. You give multiple chomeshes. Here, we're just saying, yeah, you don't really need it to say that. You can make other drushas too. You always give extra chomeshes if you continue down the line. You keep causing circumstances of adding a fifth to the stuff that you already added a fifth for, so then, or to the fifth that you already added to something else, so then you still have to take a chomesh. Okay, gufa, let's go backwards a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, al hektesh rishon mosav chomesh, al hektesh sheni ein mosav chomesh. So Amar Rabbi, my time to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, why is it that the second time round, when you reconsecrate something, I'm not really sure what that means to reconsecrate something, but you don't have to take a chomesh for that. So I'm recalling the im hamakdish yigalos beso, hamakdish v'lo hamatpis. What does that mean? The one who consecrates his house,
not to one who merely transferred sanctity from one item, from some other item to the house.
Okay, so I guess if the...
It says here, thus, if one redeems an item that he consecrated in the first place, he adds a fifth. But if one redeems an item that he had used to redeem something else, he doesn't add a fifth.
Okay, I mean, that's basically what we were saying before. This is just talking more about the principle than it is the chomesh, right? What we were saying before was that you have to take a chomesh off of the chomesh. This is saying, do you take a chomesh after redeeming a principle? After redeeming something that was used to redeem a principle, right? So you're not using the chomesh this time. You're using the actual carrying. Tani tana kamei de Rabbi Yelazar. V'im b'abahema atzmeh hafada berkecha. This is referring to another pasuk in, I think, Bahar, that you're redeeming an animal which was consecrated and you're adding a fifth. Ma behema t'meya miyuchadish et chilasol hektish. V'kula l'shemayim umolin ba, av kol shetchlasul hektish, v'kula l'shemayim umolin ba. It's treated with sanctity for all those lachas. Am Rabbi Elazar, I don't know what we need to say this for. Am Rabbi Elazar, l'tana bishlam v'kula l'shemayim l'mutei kachim kalim. When it says that it's all for Hashem, you're telling me that it's consecrated for the Beis HaMikdash. That makes sense because that's coming to teach us that it's not kachim kalim, which you can bring home after you shecht it. Or you can eat it. Because the kachim kalim people can take from the meat. Because kachim kalim, you can't have me'ila if you're going to go eat it, because then you'd be mo'el it every time you go eat it. Ela tchilas hektish, when it says tchilas hektish, that it's originally consecrated, Tchilas hektish hu de'isbe me'ila, sof hektish le'isbe me'ila. Is there something about it being consecrated originally from the outset that makes it have me'ila as opposed to being consecrated later? Dilma le'inan chomesh kamart. Uch Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi. Maybe this line of Tchilas Hektish is teaching us about the halacha of Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, who says only Hektish Rishon do you add a Chomesh, not Hektish Sheni. So Amar Lei, Inach Nekamina. Yeah, that is what we meant. That is the meaning of the Breisa. So Amar Lei, Ravash, the Ravina, Behema Tumeya, Tchilas Hektish Isa. When it comes to Behema Tumeya, it has Tchilas Hektish. Beemtza Hektish Lesa. I guess emtza hektish is another sort of phrase that teaches us the same kind of halacha, that it hektish sheni type of thing, that if you replace it, it doesn't have hektish. Or it doesn't have hektish rishon and hektish sheni that you wouldn't add a chumash for. So armalei lefi she'en besof hektish. What it means is that you cannot. You can redeem it and it won't be fit for a carbon anymore.
Well, no, it says here, since a non-kosher animal can't have final sanctity, it's regarded as not carrying intermediate either.
Right, I'm just wondering what final is relative to intermediate. Intermediate, I'm assuming, is like what we were saying before, hektish sheni. But what's sof hektish?
Which is itself finally used as hektish, e.g. a clean
beast. Yeah, we're going to talk about
which
this.
Which is sacrificed to
a We're going to talk about what the difference is?
Yeah.
Or a wood okay. being which is dedicated to the temple, which might we can now be built directly into the temple. It goes on.
Amar le Rav Acha midifle Ravina be'emtza hektish mia isa v'lo'siv na'mi chomesh. So it's saying it doesn't have sof hektish, maybe it has emtza hektish, which would be hektish sheni. So Amar le harayhu kesof hektish, masof hektish enamosif af em... Enamos of Chomesh, Av Emtza Hektish, Enamos of Chomesh. Just like you won't add for the end, you don't have Kedusha for the middle. Amar le Rav Zutra Bered Rav Mari le Ravina, my chazis to Midamis Leila Sof Hektish, and I'm the Tchilas Hektish. Why would we say that this Behemoth Temea doesn't have Emtza Hektish because it doesn't have Sof Hektish? Let's say it has Emtza Hektish because it has beginning Hektish. So Amar le Misdarba le Sof Hektish, Havale le Damuye, it makes more sense to connect it to the end, Shekei Nitbas Menitbas, because both of those are derivative, I guess. It's not the original. So if you're sort of deriving from something, then we're going to make the two the same. So Emtza Hektish, which is what we call Hektish Zeni, is going to teach you that it doesn't, it is not going to have that because we know it doesn't have the Sof, which is also a derivative of the Emtza. Adra, Lusias Hektish Havalei Ledemuye, maybe you should connect to the beginning one. Shekein Davar Sheish Achrav Kedusha, Midavar Sheish Achrav Kedusha. You should connect it to the beginning. The beginning has Kedusha, whereas Sof afterwards doesn't have Kedusha. I guess Sof. Kedama Rava Haola Ola Rishona Hachanami Hatmea Tmea Rishona. Meaning you could still, I think this is referring to being Poda. Behema Tmeas would still have the original Hekdesh. All right, we'll keep it there. Hey, no, almost at the Mishnah. Didn't go too far down the page for anyone who wasn't here.